Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gord. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security, driving into the office, and today looking at the hacking of hackers, right? Developing the next generation. You know, I'm driving in, it's a cloudy day, it's a gray day. I'm reminded of that Gibson line, right? The sky was the color of a television tuned to a dead station. I loved all those old hacker books, War Games, the whole nine yards, sneakers, and it got me into it, got me excited. But back then, you got into the hacker community, it was not necessarily a good time, right? Because there's a lot of egos, a lot of people like, oh, you don't know how to do this, I'm not gonna help you, noob, and then they kick off channels and all sorts of stuff. It was not necessarily fun for the newcomer. There's a lot that we've learned since then. So tip to you, when we develop the next generation, a lot of it is giving them tasks that are just above their level, and a lot of it is giving guidance and correction as they get closer in positive regard. This idea I've seen in two different ways. One is, had a guy for me, and this is when I was developing a new training and onboarding program, and he played doing martial arts. Heavy, heavy martial art instructor, and he actually went off and went to a retreat for martial arts, and I came back and I'm like, what did you learn, and what could we apply to our program? He's like, you know, what I learned was, if someone kicks, you don't tell them they kicked wrong. You say, ah, good kick. And once they get that particular motion down, you're like, all right, I'd like to try it a little straighter. And the next thing we're gonna learn is a little bit higher. The next thing we're gonna learn is a little bit better aim. And before you know it, you got someone who's, you know, kicking over their head and can knock someone's, jaw to the side, right? It's all about one thing at a time, mastering it, and then moving on to the next skill. Positive regard. You don't start off saying, look, here's a master, you should be like him. If you're not, you suck. And I thought that was a very, you know, insightful way to teach martial arts. And I was reminded of that when I started going to dance with my girl, and the instructor's like, great job, you did this. I'm like, I didn't, that was bad. I knew it was bad. She knew it was bad, but she's good. And she's like, good job. Now the next thing we're going to learn is, I want you to take bigger steps and really fill the room. I just want you to play with a big step, you know what I mean? And so you do that. It's like, okay, great. Now what I want you to do is move this step in just a little bit and kind of feel the music, you know, and each step of the way, it was a little bit more difficult, but it was building on skills you already mastered, and you were building your confidence, right? Very similar to what was described to me in martial arts. In much the same way, when we're hacking the next generation of hackers, we need to give technical tasks and projects and engagements that fall along the same lines. Hey, good job, right? You cracked this, right? Way to port scan, way to run a vuln scan. Okay, next thing we're gonna do is interpret the results. Okay, way to interpret the results and port scan. Next thing we're gonna do is exploit, all right? Now, way to use the pre-built exploit packages. Next thing we're gonna do is, and so on and so forth. By building a system which is more like martial arts, right? Or more like dance, or more like truly most modern teaching skills, you can progress someone very quickly and build the skills they need and keep them engaged, as opposed to so oftentimes what I'm afraid we did in the early days, which is push people out because they just weren't fast enough, weren't smart enough, weren't good enough, right? They didn't know that one thing, so clearly they failed. What do you think? What's our good ways to train people up, to keep them encouraged and keep them motivated and build their skills? Hit me up in the comments on social media. Cheers.